With Cap Radio News, I'm Andrew Garcia. Governor Gavin Newsom yesterday announced plans to crack down on cities that don't make progress towards reducing homelessness. This is on the heels of a scathing audit that found the state doesn't know where billions in spending is going. The California Report's Vanessa Roncagno has more.
Newsom said he plans to establish a new team that will oversee how local communities use homelessness funding. He plans to reassign 22 staffers who will work in the state's Housing Accountability Unit. That's the enforcement team created in 2021 to make sure cities are following California's housing laws.
I'm not interested in funding failure any longer. I want to see results. Everybody wants to see results.
He also wants to require that cities and counties plan for housing specifically for people exiting homelessness as part of the state's housing goals. If they fail to do so, they could face lawsuits. He plans to work with legislators to hammer out the details. For the California Report, I'm Vanessa Roncagno.
Sacramento's three-day music festival Soul Bloom has been canceled for the year. The festival said on its website that due to storm damage from earlier this year, Discovery Park was unsafe to build on and posed safety concerns. And unlike last year, it was unclear whether they could reschedule the festival for later this year. The next festival will be in August of 2025. Soul Bloom says it's moving the event to next summer to avoid weather-related conflicts, and that tickets from this year's event will be transferable to next year's. Information on refunds can be found on their website. Nearly 500,000 juvenile and Chinook salmon were released into the Klamath River this week by California Department of Fish and Wildlife. It marks the first time the endangered species were released into the river since the Klamath Dam Removal Project began. That's the largest dam removal project in U.S. history. Yurok Tribal Council member Philip Williams describes what this moment signifies.
Tribal nations have been hopeless for a long, long time. With the dams coming down, all this work, collaboration with the government, your agency, Fish and Wildlife, California, Oregon, you know, all coming together to revive this river, it restores that hope.
The release was attended by the Karuk, Yurok, Shasta Indian Nation, and the Quartz Valley Indian Tribes. Tribal activists had been calling for the removal of the dam since the 1990s. It'll open nearly 500 miles of coho and Chinook habitat. More news at capradio.org.
Support for Cap Radio's regional news comes from Western Health Advantage, a community-based provider working to meet listeners' unique healthcare needs with a variety of plans this open enrollment season. Information at westernhealth.com.